I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. It's been over 10 years since migrant workers, mostly from Mexico, started making the long trip north to work on Vermont's dairy farms. While many stay only a few years to earn money and then return home, some have decided to stay and make a life here in Vermont. This week, we'll meet two of those families. VPR's Melody Beaudet reports on these new Vermonters.
Alfredo Ulloa was just 18 years old when he walked 2 days through the desert to cross the border to the United States, then spent 5 days crammed in a car headed to Vermont. Alfredo was joining his father, who worked on a dairy farm in Bridport.
He didn't thought it was going to last too long. He thought it was going to last over 6 months. I mean, like over 10 years.
Alfredo says he thought of it as an adventure.
And I just wanted to work in another country where you don't speak the same language. So, I mean, it's... And make money, of course. That was pretty much the whole point.
Along with his father, both of Alfredo's brothers have worked in Vermont, though they have all returned to Mexico. Going home was also Alfredo's plan.
But after 2 years, I got into the English so much. My way to learn it was like I got addicted to it. I was listening to music in English, watching TV in English. I switched my phone since 2007 to English. Because I really wanted to learn. I was writing everything in my hands. It was something that I needed so bad until I met my wife.
Alfredo had moved on from Bridport to a farm in New York and then to Whiting, which is where he met Belinda LaFountain.
My parents had lost their house, so we were living in a camper at the farm that my father worked at, which was the same place that he worked at.
It's not that I didn't want to focus on having a girlfriend. I think it was just absolutely fine, but I met her, and she was doing her own thing. I was doing my own. When you're in love, it just... You can want to go back. Even if you have, like, millions of dollars back there, that is not going to stop you to do what you want to do. It just... There's no way. It doesn't matter what I do have there, what I don't have. It wasn't going to stop me to make that decision at all.
After dating for years, the couple decided to get married and now have a 1-year-old son named Rio. Alfredo is bringing the same determination he used to learn English to make sure his son is bilingual.
Speaking Spanish to him, I'm not doing any other English. Because English is going to be his first language he's going to learn anyways. He's going to go to school and stuff. So he's going to get, that's pretty much, he already had that just, automatically pretty much. So I'm just trying to get into it, listen to what I say and stuff.
Being bilingual has been key to Alfredo's success in Vermont. He used that skill to get a job as a herdsman at a new farm, which he says has better hours and is more interesting work than milking cows. The herdsman job also allows him to spend more time with his family and to play soccer 1 day a week. Another big change in his life was getting his driver's privilege card 2 years ago. Both Alfredo and Belinda say they now feel safer in town than they used to.
I feel really strongly that Vermont has become much more welcoming.
Erin Shea is program director at UVM Extension's Migrant Education Program. She says other migrant families also tell her they feel more comfortable in Vermont these days.
I think as short as 10 years ago, Vermont certainly wasn't known as the most welcoming place to be in the sense of, we're a border state and we're working in the dairy industry where we don't have a visa system that supports year-round agriculture. I consider 10 years a relatively short period of time where we've seen anti-biasing police policies pop up around the state. We have now driver's privilege cards for folks. People are moving freely.
Now that he has a family here in Vermont, Alfredo wants to stay, and he's working with an attorney.
We're trying to do the process. Supposedly it's going to take like a year and a half to 2 years. It's a lot of difficult stuff, I guess. I don't know if it really is going to work, but at least I'm trying.
Belinda is still in college working on an environmental science degree, and Alfredo hopes to someday get more education.
I'm looking forward more to like study for a mechanic. That's what I really like. I love to be like greasy tools and stuff like
that. He's always fixing our cars up.
Alfredo says his wife and his son are his family, but he still misses his parents and brothers back home.
And I haven't seen my parents, or my mom at least anyways, for like over 10 years. Not because I don't want to, it's because it's easy to go back, but the way back it won't be so easy. It may be impossible. And now having a family would just be even tougher to go. Because, it's not just about them, it's about my family too.
Belinda hopes that someday they will be able to visit Vermont so she can meet her husband and son's extended family. For VPR News, I'm Melody Beaudet.